February 23, the king and his subjects, stewards of God's grace, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. 1 Peter 4:10. The knowledge of God's grace, the truth of His word, and temporal gifts as well, time and means, talents and influence, are all a trust from God to be employed to His glory and the salvation of men. Nothing can be more offensive to God, who is constantly bestowing His gifts upon man, than to see him selfishly grasping these gifts and making no returns to the giver. Jesus is today in heaven preparing mansions for those who love Him. Yes, more than mansions, a kingdom which is to be ours. But all who shall inherit these blessings must be partakers of the self-denial and self-sacrifice of Christ for the good of others. Never was there greater need of earnest self-sacrificing labor in the cause of Christ than now, when the hours of probation are fast closing and the last message of mercy is to be given to the world. All that men receive of God's bounty still belongs to God. Whatever He has bestowed in the valuable and beautiful things of earth is placed in our hands to test us, to sound the depths of our love for Him and our appreciation of His favors. Whether it be the treasures of wealth or of intellect, they are to be laid a willing offering at the feet of Jesus. Whatever we render to God is through His mercy and generosity placed to our account as faithful stewards. Angels of God, whose perceptions are unclouded by sin, recognize the endowments of heaven as bestowed with the intention that they be returned in such a way as to add to the glory of the great giver. With the sovereignty of God is bound up the well-being of man. The glory of God is the joy and the blessing of all created beings. When we seek to promote His glory, we are seeking for ourselves the highest good which it is possible for us to receive. God calls for the consecration to His service of every faculty, of every gift you have received from Him. He wants you to say with David, "All things come of Thee, and of Thine own have we given Thee." 1 Chronicles 29:14.